Democratic 2nd Congressional District candidate Emily Kane closed up her Bangor headquarters today, formally ending her second bid in 4 years against incumbent Republican Bruce Poliquin. In hindsight, Kane says she believes she ran the best campaign she could, and some observers say Kane was hurt by other issues on the ballot. A.J. Higgins has her story.
Nearly $16 million later, the dust has cleared over the 2nd District, where 2 years ago, Kane lost to Poliquin by 5 percentage points. This time around, Kane ran a more aggressive campaign and lost by 10 points. But Kane says she has no regrets over how she staged her campaign.
I am 100% glad that I ran again, and I am 100% sure we did everything we could. We ran the best ads. We had a strong message. Ultimately, we didn't win, and sometimes that happens.
Well, whenever you lose, it's very easy to say something should have been different, and, you know, obviously there's a case for that here.
Amy Freed, a political science professor at the University of Maine, says Kane actually did improve her standing in some communities, but that there was little she could do to hold back the wave of conservative support for presidential candidate Donald Trump. And Freed says Kane was also hurt by voters who turned out to oppose a ballot question crafted to close private gun sale loopholes.
I would think that Poliquin benefited both from the presidential race and from question three in particular.
But Congressman Bruce Poliquin says one of the things Kane should have done was to discourage outside organizations from spending millions in television ads that he says sought to discredit him.
I've been appalled by the millions and millions of dollars spent on false, negative, nasty personal attack ads against me.
Kane counters that her supporters had no choice but to fight back against what she described as the Wall Street attacks on her campaign by a multimillionaire. It's an example, she says, of why campaign finance reform should be a top agenda item for the next Congress. As for Kane's next steps, Freed says she could learn something from the way 1st District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree responded to her loss for a U.S. Senate seat 15 years ago. Pingree left politics to assume the helm of Common Cause, a liberal political advocacy group, before winning election to her current office.
If she would do that sort of thing, you know, perhaps at some point in the future she would be able to run again, but I think she needs to take some time away.
Kane says she plans to take some time to consider her next move. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.